It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation, so call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Norm was out on the casting call, who did Cheers turn to?
The police!
When Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champion in history and no sparring partners could be found, who did the champ turn to?
The police!
Now, this world-renowned barfly slash pugilist has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul LaVoy!
Welcome to Speak Out. It's Monday, January 17th, 2022. Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Yes, indeed. Wow.
Not only in the tri-state area, but all across this great land, right?
Yes, indeed.
Was that Arizona? I think Arizona was the last
I believe
state
it was.
Under Governor Meekum
yeah.
to ratify
yeah.
MLK Day, which we paid the price losing a Super Bowl or something. I remember back then. It was like in the early 90s.
Yeah. I think you're right for once.
For once. Nicely done.
I've got a lot to get even for with that Betty White reference.
Oh, right. No kidding. He's our version of Betty White.
Well, you know, did you see, you have to share this. Betty White said, I think on the Tonight Show, be sure everybody to get their 8 hours beauty sleep. And if you're ugly, make it 9.
Nice. Nice. I got a better one. They say that 1 out of every 3 people are not attractive, right?
Okay.
1 out of every 3. So you know how to tell if it's you? Look to the left, look to the right, and if they're okay, then it's you. It's an old entertainer joke.
Wait a minute, there's 3 of us in this room.
Yeah, I know. I'm right.
I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, it's either Jim or I. Because Steve Ticknor has no problem with the looks, right?
Yep.
That's
oh
how you
boy.
Got the job of executive director of Havasu Balloon Fest. It certainly wasn't willingness, was it? You just yep. did you miss a meeting?
And they chose you? Yes, I was voluntold. You're like, going to be doing this.
Like everything else when it comes to events. And Jim invited Steve on the show today. And our second guest.
Yes.
You want to talk about our second guest just for a few seconds.
Sure. Dr. Petra Zacek.
She's been on the show
She's
before.
She's a friend of the show, as is her husband, Vak. But Dr. Petra is a PhD economist of world class. She'll become Radio Central's official economist and tell us what's going on with the world.
I think we have and one, but she could definitely be on standby.
Yes. Good.
Okay.
And we'll learn how she competed in an international competition.
Oh, she's...
Big,
wow.
Big stuff.
That's big time.
Anything, yep. She has all the answers any of our listeners need for the stock market and economy in general.
Speaking of competition, if you see me out and about today and I'm in a Cardinals jersey, all right, it is it's a Kurt Warner jersey, number 13, but it could also be for one of the Cardinals receivers right now, of course. So the Cardinals play tonight at L.A. They're at SoFi Stadium taking on the Rams, 6 p.m. start time, and that'll be preceded by ASU basketball. They're taking on the Utah Utes. That's at 2 p.m. this afternoon on our sports station, 94.3, 100.5, and 980 a.m. No game scheduled for tomorrow. So really looking forward to the Cardinals game tonight.
Oh, yeah.
We've already beaten L.A. in L.A. And they beat us on our home turf. So there you go. All right. Before we get going, I want to kind of tease the fact that one of our sponsors has Balloon Fest rides. He's giving away rides this Wednesday on our Real Estate Power Hour. Boom! I said it. And Chad wanted me to remind everybody that he's got tickets for free balloon rides that we're going to give away on Wednesday's show.
Awesome.
Is that cool or
that's
what?
Super cool.
Right. So let's pray for no W.
Yeah,
right?
We don't even say it.
We don't even say that word. But I promise, Jim, sometime before the end of the show, I'll get you a weather forecast.
Yeah.
Or maybe during this segment, and we'll figure out what's going on with that. Usually this time of year, it's fairly calm. So at least today and tomorrow, it's supposed to be calm.
It's usually calm unless you plan an event that's wind sensitive.
Exactly.
Very good.
There's a lot to do with boat racing and balloon flying.
It's been some good weather the last couple of weeks. Right. I've seen a lot of balloons out just practicing, and there's some pilots here early for the event. They've been out flying around, so hopefully that'll continue.
Who are the balloon pilots that normally are up there by Cherry Tree and that? Are they locals?
Gary Moore is our balloon meister, and he's local in Lake Havasu, and he's got a gorgeous balloon that he flies around a lot. I think a couple of the other ones, though, that are here right now are pilots attending the festival.
Okay, so from what I understand, the balloon meister is the only paid position at the Balloon Fest?
That's correct.
Why is that?
Well, because he's got to be in charge of the weather as far as making the call whether they fly or not. It's just a very important position. All the pressure falls on him to make sure the pilots are safe and that they're flying under good conditions.
Sure, I get that. So, what does the okay? You're the executive director.
Yes.
It kind of sounds like you're in charge of everything.
Well, I oversee about 30 committees. It really does take a huge team to put this event on, but there's committees for every job you can think of, from logistics to trash pickup to ice delivery to RVs to VIP. I mean, on and on.
So, entertainment.
Yeah, everything. So I just kind of have to make sure all those people are getting what they need to do their jobs, and so far we've had really great experience with them.
Okay, so the W word for Friday, Saturday,
yes,
is very iffy.
Okay.
I would fly early. That's kind of what I'm seeing right now in my forecast. I would fly very early.
Like Thursday?
Like 7 a.m. No, like 7 a.m.
Well, that's fortunately, that's
probably
when they
come up at 9, 10 o'clock, but not in the gusty category, as I call it. That would be 25 to 30. It's not going to be that much, but in the balloon world,
it's a lot.
Gusts are 10 miles an hour, right?
Yeah. I don't know if there's an official number. Is there an accepted number?
Well, I've been told that about 6 miles an hour, if it's going to be any more than that, is probably a no-go for most pilots.
And the wind direction is very important, especially here.
Yeah, we don't want all the balloons being blown out over the lake because it makes landing very difficult.
Right. And cold.
Yeah, and wet.
So what's the main focus right now, Steve? I understand there's a great need for volunteers.
Yeah, we actually had a volunteer meeting this past Saturday, and I think we are pretty much filled up with volunteers right now. There may be a few positions open. You could certainly check online for those or go down to the Balloon Fest store at 2109 McCulloch Boulevard North, right downtown. You can pop in there and see, they can get you signed up and whatnot. But, I know a lot of people saw in the paper and we're hearing things that, you know, we need all these people, but there was actually a pretty normal amount that we needed for that time. As we get closer to the event, we get more and more people signed up. And I think we're looking pretty good right now.
And it's an astronomical number. Total number of people and shifts that it takes to put on a gigantic event like this. And the duration of it is incredible. People don't realize it. It starts before it's light and doesn't end till long after dark.
Those are
long, long days out there broken up into smaller shifts for the volunteers.
So when you're talking about starting when it's light, you're saying 7 a.m., 7:30?
Well, the actual core of the event, the machinery of the event's going at about 6 a.m.
Right.
And then
that makes sense.
Public opening is
6 a.m.
6
yeah.
a.m.
But believe it or not, there's volunteers that are going to be showing up around 3:30 a.m. Those are the one of the Rotary clubs here does all the breakfast for the pilots, and so they need to get in there and get those grills fired up and get that stuff going so that when the pilots get here, they can have a nice early breakfast before they fly.
And it's my understanding that that our balloon festival, I say ours, being the city takes great pride in it, I think, that it's somewhat unique in the amount of service that that you provide to the pilots.
Yeah, I mean, we really try to take care of our pilots. It's a very popular event with the pilots, actually. But we, you know, we house them or give them a stipend for the ones that want to have their own housing. We do a lot of you know, pilot gifts and goodie bags and stuff. But things like that, we certainly feed them and try to take really good care of them and make them want to come back for next year.
And that's certainly worked because the turnout of pilots is pilots and balloons is continually great, isn't it?
We typically have a waiting list every year. More pilots want to be here than we have room for safe for them to safely fly. Keep in mind, we're one of the only areas in the country that has flyable weather this time of year, because think about the cold areas with the snow and right. The temperatures are just not flyable.
New Mexico is normally a haven for balloons and ballooning.
Yep.
Is Havasu becoming that on that part of the map for balloonists?
Yeah, well, you know, I don't think we'll ever be quite as big as Albuquerque, but we're certainly getting our name on the map for what we do.
Oh, cool. You want to take a break?
Let's do it.
Let's take an early break. We'll come back and we'll talk about the schedule of events at Balloon Fest, which starts Thursday?
Thursday at noon.
Perfect. All right. It takes off Thursday at noon.
Oh, nice. Very good.
All right. I'm Paul Lavoie along with Brother Jim Russell and our guest, Steve Ticknor. He is the executive director of Havasu Balloon Fest. And again, on Wednesday, we'll be giving away tickets for balloon rides, courtesy of Mojave Mortgage. Chad Hansen kind of wants to beat his chest about that. So
very cool.
He sends me texts right before the show.
Good.
We'll get that done on Wednesday during the Power Hour, but right now we're focused on, of course, Havasu Balloon Fest. It's Balloon Fest week here in Lake Havasu City. We'll be back with more in a moment. Music by request of Steve Ticknor. All right. A little country with Lee Bryce. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Yeah. One of them girls who likes to act all quiet, 60 not even trying. Yeah, you know I ain't lying. Damn right, you're one of them girls. Broke every heart in your hometown. Whiskey River on a jukebox, a honky tonk sawdust.
What a great line. Drinking beer almost as cold as you. Great request. Some Luke Combs there by Steve Ticknor. He is the executive director of Havasu Balloon Fest. And I'm told Petra Zacek is here.
In the studio.
In the house.
Yes.
But not in the house.
Right.
Right. This is the outhouse inside the house. All right. Speak
That's
out.
Good description.
Yeah, thank you.
Accurate.
Thank you. I've been in it enough. I should know. It's not even the doghouse, it's the outhouse.
Right.
Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, also Patio Paradise, the Lewis team, Coldwell Banker with team leader Bobby Lewis, Julie Lewis, Brian Vesely, and Lori Rule, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Springberg Wealth Management, the Better Business Bureau, and Kevin Barbarita and Barbarita Realty Consultants with over 35 years in the Laughlin community, located in the Laughlin Town Center, and their website has another Laughlin in it, LaughlinNevada.net.
Very clever site. And they're very clever folks that just want a little shot at your business. Give them a try. When you do, tell them you learned about them on Speak Out.
Clever folks for advertising, right?
Of course, what wise business people
on radio,
they are.
Right. And don't forget, we stream live in our archives if you want to hear this show back. Is at KNTRtalk.com. It's also on my business card there, Steve, on the back, if you want to catch the archive and hear what you sounded like on the air.
In case you don't have a life.
Right.
Right. You only get better when you listen back to yourself.
Isn't that the truth?
Yes, especially in my case. All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. And we're again talking about Havasu Balloon Fest with the executive director. And Steve, tell us about how this is all. How do service clubs in the community play a part in all this? This isn't something that makes money for one or two people, right?
No, this is actually a nonprofit event. As mentioned earlier, there's only one paid position, our balloon meister. Everybody else is completely volunteer, including myself. The event was originally started by Rotary and Lions clubs here in town, and then this year we're proud to have the Kiwanis be part of our team, and so there's actually five service clubs. All the money that's raised, all the proceeds from this event go directly through those clubs. It's split up, and then each club gets to determine which charities and organizations they want that money to go to. So it does all go right back into the local Lake Havasu economy, and it's just a really great thing. A lot of people depend on it, too.
Yeah, and a wonderful amount of money. And what great support you get from the business partners, like starting with Anderson Toyota.
Thank you, Anderson Toyota. Yeah, absolutely. They're our headline partner this year, as they have been in the past, and we certainly are very appreciative of that.
Yeah. And speaking of the nonprofits, there was a golf tournament held this past weekend. You said it was very successful.
Yeah, we actually ended up with, I think, 21 teams, and I believe that probably is going to net us around $8,000, which will also go back to our service clubs and into the pot, so to speak. We're also going to do a 5K fun run, which will be Saturday morning. There's still time to sign up for that on our website, or you can actually even show up in person and sign up for that on Saturday morning.
Oh, how cool
now,
is
what,
that?
What about our spectator folks? When do they go? Where do they go? What do they pay?
So, general admission is a great deal. It's $20, and that is good for all 4 days. You get a wristband when you come on down, so you can come down Thursday at noon, and literally for $20, you can come back Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, stay all day, enjoy the carnival, all the food vendors, all the merchandise vendors. Of course, we're hoping for good weather, so we see the balloons go up. We've got a lot of special shapes this year, including my favorite, which is Darth Vader and Yoda are both going to be there, so that's going to be kind of a cool deal. And then, of course, we have our nightly balloon glow, which is everybody's favorite.
A special shapes person you are.
Yes.
Trying to talk like Yoda. Yeah. Having not even ever seen Star Wars, I kind of know how it works. So
that was a kind of a semi-good try.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. All right. Let's take a phone call. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Good morning. Are tickets available in advance? And if so, where does one pick it up?
Yes, sir. You can get them today or tomorrow down at the Balloon Fest store. That's we're getting kind of close. And then Wednesday we actually close the store down because they move all the merchandise down to the event. So today and tomorrow you can go down to the store. Again, it's 2109 McCulloch Boulevard North, right downtown.
I was going to say, what is that next to?
It is kind of next to Small Cakes.
Perfect.
The street. It's right at that corner, basically, of Kiro and McCulloch.
Okay, so the Balloon Fest store. I had no idea there was a Balloon Fest store.
I know.
That's a big deal this is.
That is very cool. Oh, yeah. I know what a big deal it is, for sure. All right, let's take another phone call. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Yeah, it's the same one. I got cut off. I had another question.
Oh, go ahead.
Those free balloon rides that you're giving away on Wednesday, are those tethered?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to find out when Chad is here for the Power Hour.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. There you go. So we've already got interest in the free rides.
Yeah. Free is good.
Our Speak Out listeners are smart. They know where to listen when they want free stuff.
Get some free benefits from
right.
I will say, if you are interested, they do sell paid untethered rides, just regular balloon rides. It's first come, first serve. It's also weather permitting, of course. But if you want to try to get a ticket for one of those, you got to get down there early and basically just get in line and hopefully get you up in the air.
Oh, there you go. Is there a schedule that for, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, is there a schedule you want to get out there?
Absolutely. So the schedule events is listed on our website at HavasuBalloonFestival.com. make sure you get the festival, not just fest. And then you can also pick up a program book at the store or right there at the front gate. We have program books that have all the whole schedule of events in there.
So every year there's a ton of postings on Facebook, especially around the Havasu groups for Balloon Fest. When is the best time for photographers or people that call themselves photographers to get out there and get those Balloon Fest photos?
Well, I mean, one of the coolest shots you can possibly take is the night glow, because it's just, you know, it's dark outside, the balloons all light up, and they kind of try to synchronize that to the music and stuff a little bit, and it is just makes for a spectacular photo op. Other than that, we do in the mornings, we'll do the special shapes, which are out on the field, kind of in our own little area by the VIP tent. That's all on the map, by the way. That's really cool to be able to photograph those. Other than that, the mass ascensions, of course, are really, really cool. We try to do those twice a day, weather permitting, once in the morning first thing, and then once in the afternoon.
And keep in mind, folks, it is all weather and wind sensitive.
Yes.
We should get them to make a balloon that's shaped like the DSM events truck.
I don't think they'd have any trouble making those. Some of the special shapes are spectacular.
And if you see that big truck out there in the tractor trailer, poke your head in. Jim loves that.
Yes.
He likes to tell his fans hi, and he may even sign your autograph if you have an autograph book.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's likely.
Ooh, can I get one of those for you?
Perfect. All right, let's get the website out there one more time before we go.
Yes, it's www.havasuballoonfestival.com.
All right, and tickets are still available at the Balloon Fest
today
store.
And tomorrow. Through tomorrow, the store hours are 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. today and tomorrow.
Perfect. Let's create a rush on the store
while we're at it.
Yes, get on
down there. Yeah, they'll like that to be extra busy there.
Right.
But then you can just come on down. If you miss that opportunity, just come on down to the gate.
All right. Going into one of my favorite country songs right now. Of course, it has beer in the title, right? Cold Beer Calling My Name.
Why wouldn't it?
I love that song. All right. Steve, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure. Hope to see you all down there.
Steve Ticknor, our guest, executive director of Havasu Balloon Fest. We got a special guest coming in next, Petra Zacek.
Yes, Dr. Petra.
Madam Ice Woman.
That's right.
I don't know.
We'll I'm not sure if she would appreciate that.
We'll have to work on that one.
We must say very quickly, that's because her husband's professional nickname is
the
Iceman.
Yeah. Gee, I wonder why. Dead ringer for Val Kilmer.
Yes.
Right? All right, back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie, along with Brother Jim Russell. You're listening to Speak Out. Perfect song for Lake Havasu City.
Yes.
I was on a boat that day. Right? Speak Out brought to you in part by Horizon Community Bank, also Connected Computer and Technology. Mojave Community College, the company now known as GDK LLC, the same Mike Bonney, but a new name, GDK LLC. Also Sun Power by Esme Electric, SamsGuns.com, Herb's Herbs, and Thane O'Brien was spot on. Now the preferred technology partner of the Arizona Restaurant Association. Call Thane at 928-706-2784 or send an email to T.O'Brien with an E at spoton.com. Don't forget, you can also hear us on SoundCloud, and you can get to that through the Lake Havasu City app, which is available at the Google Play and Apple iStore.
Wow,
that's high tech.
We're multimedia.
We are.
Wow.
We are.
Stuff.
We even had the creator of the app
on
the show. So, all right, with us in the studio, Dr. Petra Zacek. Very nice to meet you. I'm sorry, go ahead. That was me.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning to you. We've met the Iceman. Now we have Dr. Petra here.
And Petra.
We should wish him a happy birthday.
Yes, indeed. Yes, we just learned from Dr. Petra that her husband, Vak, who is also a great friend of the show and a great friend of something near to my heart, the sport of jet skiing, that it's his birthday. So happy birthday, Vak. And that's his first birthday to celebrate as an American citizen.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, very good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So he becomes my favorite American, too. since he just became a citizen. That's huge.
As did Petra.
Nice. Oh, very good.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you. You're both my favorite citizens. There you go. So he's what, 29 today?
Yes, about that.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. All right.
In Czech Republic years. That is
a little far from his boy band days, though, right? But Petra's here to talk about personal finance, and you're a professional trader, and you actually own a hedge fund?
Yes,
I do. Or you manage a hedge fund?
Yeah, I own a hedge fund.
You own a hedge fund. What does that mean exactly?
So for normal people, it's literally an investment fund, which has a certain aims, how it invests. That in the hedge fund I do own is actually family and friends fund. So it's not open to public. So that's the big difference between normal investment funds, because every human who wants to invest in those, typically they can. And the investment funds, typically they are regulated by one of the regulators. But hedge funds, they don't necessarily have to if they are like family office like I am, that it's just family and friends.
So, Jim, we got her on the perfect day because it's a holiday on Wall Street, right?
Yes, it is.
which must be tough for you to get up knowing that you don't have anything to watch as far as stock market and returns and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I specialize in commodities.
Oh,
so
okay.
Commodities are open 23 hours and 15 minutes a day, six days a week.
What about that other 45 minutes?
Yeah, you can take a nap. Or jump off the bridge.
So what are the big items in commodities right now?
Well, probably the crude oil has been all over the place.
It's so volatile.
It's very volatile, very political. So that's something where people can struggle with. Because it's literally similar to digital currencies right now.
Oh, right, right. And then you've got your other precious metals.
Yeah, precious metals, then grains. Then we also have other indices. They also trade as futures. And then we also have livestock, like meats, my favorites, like hogs, cattle, feeders.
Sure, sure.
I love those, yeah.
Those are big in the Midwest, too, Jim. You see a lot of radio stations, especially early morning newscasts. You see a lot of commodity reports, especially with farm reports.
Absolutely,
and that sort of thing. So, go ahead.
Petra, it's been a while since we've had the pleasure of having you on the show.
Mm-hmm.
For the benefit of our new listeners, give us a little snapshot view of your background. It is so interesting. I think our listeners would enjoy it.
Okay, I'm half Czech, half Slovak. I grew up all over the place, Austria, UK, France, Russia, you name it. Did my master's in Austria in economics and was focusing on taxes and finance. Did a PhD in finance in Russia. I worked my whole career. I did like 2.5 decades. I did work on Wall Street. I was on the trading floor. I worked for Merrill Lynch, Bank of America. Now it's Bank of America. At that time, it was Merrill Lynch. I worked for Credit Suisse, First Boston, like big players. And when we started coming here in 2006, we were saying, okay, this is the place to actually to move to and to retire. Obviously, no stock exchange here. So when we decided in 2014 to move here, I had to kind of artificially retire. Because there was no investment banking jobs here. But
I
did teach at ASU, and I'm managing now my own hedge fund. So it's a little bit different, but I can do it remotely. My employees are all over the world, in Europe, also in America. So I don't have to be. I'm based in Delaware, my office is. So I haven't been there for 2 years now.
So you obviously speak more than one language.
Yes, when we moved here, I did speak 8 languages.
Wow!
But because I don't practice it, I think it's about 6.
What is your native language?
So I grew up trilingual, to be honest, because my mom is Slovak, my father is Czech, and I partially grew up in Russia. So I spoke those 3 languages as a kid interchangeably. But then because I spent over 12 years in Austria, And I didn't go back too much. I felt more Austrian than anything when I graduated, when I wow. did my university.
That's not only a different language, Jim. There's a different alphabet, the Cyrillic alphabet. That's amazing.
And if I'm not mistaken, you've had the experience of competing in a rather unusual international competition that...
Yeah, so trading is a sport, like any other, like poker or chess. Mm. So I am 2019 world champion in futures trading. That's a competition which goes on for 12 months. For 12 months, you invest. This is real money. It's audited by the regulator, by the financial regulator. It's CFTC. So it's not something where you just can, you know, pretend or something. It's real money. You put real money of you, your own, how much you feel. Mm-hmm. The minimum is $10,000. And then you keep on going, and whoever is the highest up on percentage at the end of the year is the winner. Yeah. So
and what was that percentage for?
So my end of the year percentage was 259.6, I think.
What was the next closest to you? Do you know?
About 160.
No kidding.
And that and that's percent of increase of that amount.
Yeah,
90-something percent higher than the next person.
Yeah, and wow. I was actually like 385 in about start of October. But the fourth quarter wasn't very
Took
good to
hit.
Me.
Yeah,
just a bit.
right. So something I've been wanting to talk about on our Thursday show, which is pretty much dedicated to finance, Wall Street, that sort of thing, is crypto.
Yes.
I'm watching the games all weekend, and there's a few commercials here and there. Even Tom Brady is in on this. And then you've got one of the Hollywood actors, I can't remember his name, talking about cryptocurrency, and now's the time to get in. Is that a commodity that we're talking about as well?
Well, I wouldn't see it as a commodity in terms of what people understand under being a commodity, because you cannot really take it out of the earth.
Yeah, right.
Type
what
of thing.
What
you
backs
can't
crypto,
it.
Though?
But crypto is obviously an alternative asset. I would definitely recommend people looking into it. The only thing what I would really caution people about is the fees. Because right now we are not regulated on the digital market, on a crypto market.
Oh.
So I have, recently I have thought, okay, I can trade crypto, you know, on different exchanges. So you want to select American exchange, like big one, because they, if it's an American company, it has to be regulated.
That's Bitcoin?
Exchange is like, you know, Chicago Exchange, Boston Exchange, okay. or, you know, New York Stock Exchange. There is digital exchanges, and companies actually allow, do like our intermediaries. So you open an account like you would open with Merrill Lynch Bank of America, like one of those is, for example, Coinbase, and you open an account there, and then you can buy the crypto. And they hold that crypto for you, or you can hold it yourself. Depends how technical you are, you know. And you need to pay attention that you open it with a reputable company, that the company doesn't go down. In the same way like a bank. When you put money to your bank, you want to make sure it's there tomorrow, even though you are FDIC approved for a certain amount.
Right.
You know, I think it's $250,000. You still, anything beyond that, you are going to lose if the bank goes down. So you want to make sure that you deal with reputable company and that the fees they are charging you are not ridiculous. Because I went through recently to looking into pension accounts, because there are pension accounts where you can buy Bitcoin or any other cryptocurrencies.
Really?
Yes.
That's an option for investing in your pension?
Yes.
No kidding.
Yes, indeed. You can. But some of the companies charge you ridiculous amount of money. So you can lose like half of your investment just because they keep charging you overall all the money all the time.
So what does a financial advisor like yourself call ridiculous as far as fees go?
So I have done a simulation saying I am investing $50,000 crypto retirement account, and I'm going to put it in Bitcoin today. In 10 years' time, what's going to happen to that Bitcoin if the Bitcoin stays, you know, at the same level? meaning hasn't changed a bit, hasn't gone up or down, anything. How much fees do I actually pay? So how much money is left in my $50,000 account, which I'm starting with today?
Okay.
So there are companies where you are left with $20,000.
Oh, my.
My word.
Because people don't realize that some companies, and this is the same even if it's not retirement account, some companies right now, the market is not really regulated. It's a little bit of Wild West type of thing.
Sure.
So they are like, okay, we will charge you like 2% every year from your outstanding amount on the fact that we have that digital, you know, coin or that currency
right.
of yours. Because it's a retirement account, you just can't withdraw it and hold it in cold storage mostly. You have to keep it there because otherwise you are breaking the IRS rule, meaning that they think you sold it or you can sell it type of thing.
Right.
So you have to keep it there. So when they charge you these percentages on top of everything, it just piles up and all of a sudden you are left with half of your money without even nothing happened.
Yeah, the example you just gave was 60%.
Yes.
That's huge. That's a huge fee.
So people really need to pay attention to that on that market.
What about the, like, say with a 401k or many IRAs, the age of cashing out is 59 and a half. Mm-hmm. Does that still apply with crypto?
Yes,
or is that unregulated?
Thing. No, it's the same thing.
Oh, it is, because it's an IRS rule.
Yeah, it's obviously, IRS is very smart. You know, so
unfortunately,
so they just jumped, you know, like 3 years ago, they jumped on the bandwagon. And now when you're filling out the return, they are the first question you get asked is if you hold Bitcoin or any type of cryptocurrency. And they would be stupid not to allow the people to do these type of alternative assets because they can tax them afterwards.
Right.
Like you can do with when you have property trust, you know, like real estate property trust, you can do alternative investment trusts, all these type of alternative pension vehicles. It's the same here with the crypto. So you can do that.
Wow, I had no idea they ventured into that 401k option.
Yes.
You know, that you can invest that. Wow.
Are those kind of fees that you spoke of, are those unique to crypto dealings or do they apply in other?
Mostly yes, because these companies, this is really at early stages right now. And some of those companies, it's not necessarily that they wanna just overcharge you in terms of like take advantage of you. They just can because
they can,
there are so few of those who are doing it.
It's the Wild West.
Really.
And so much is unknown.
So you really need to do your homework in finding out how much is it going to cost you to open an account. Because, I mean, obviously everyone is saying, if I'm making 3,000%, who cares? Well, you do care if you lose 60% of those 2,000.
Yeah, you're going to care.
Yeah, you're going to care a lot.
Yes.
All right, again, we're talking to Dr. Petra Zacek. She is a professional trader and hedge fund owner. If you have any questions, give us a call at 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR. There's so much talk right now, Petra, about the Fed and interest rates, and we're going to see increases every quarter. What are you reading into the tea leaves when it comes to the Fed?
So let me correct you. We will is incorrect, I think. We might.
We might.
We never know. Because
the talk around here and on talk radio is we will.
Okay,
it's all
yes.
gloom and doom.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, I agree. But at the same time, let's pretend we are going to be nuked. But there's going to be a war.
Oh, I see. There's a potential of that happening,
but
it's not happening.
So,
okay.
Us people in finance, we always have a huge disclaimer underneath saying, you know, there's 55,000 other things that could happen.
Right.
Therefore, it's never going to come true.
I like the one, past performance doesn't guarantee future results.
Exactly.
That's my favorite.
Yes. And this is one more thing of that everyone is saying it might happen because when you think I have never seen it, doesn't mean you won't. Because I remember I was working at Horizon Community Bank for almost 3 years, and we were talking with the CEO about what is going to happen to the rates, to the Fed and everything. And that was the time about 6 months before European Union implemented negative rates, where literally the European banks, they had such a big issue with the rates that they wrote to the European Central Bank and asked for a permission to charge the people in the banks fees if they bring the money, because they were losing money for the people just having the money there.
Oh, wow.
So, and we were discussing it, and he was like, this is never going to happen here, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, negative rates doesn't have to be based on you seeing them for real. It's just they represent themselves in, you know, banks charging more on the accounts because you have the money lying there, because they are just too flush with liquidity. Okay. So never say never. So the market typically is going to expect in 2022 or 2023, we are expecting increasing rates.
It's funny that we're talking about this because I just watched, again, the HBO series Too Big to Fail,
uh-huh.
Or it was a mini something or other. Anyway, are there any similarities to now to 2008 that you can see that would cause a giant market correction?
I don't think the market correction is going to realize itself in the same sector. Meaning that
I agree.
Yeah, because the ailment we are going to have is not necessarily going to be the real estate sector, that everyone, even your dog, can get a mortgage on a house, which typically doesn't exist, or it's.
But that said, anyone, including your dog, can get a student loan. That's what we're. That's the bubble we're sitting on right now, in my opinion.
Yeah, student loans are very, very weird thing to me because they are not really existent in Europe. So it's a very specific thing in US and in the UK. I went to university, which I didn't have to pay for. And I graduated from top three universities in Europe.
Right.
So you still can do it without having to pay, and it still can have amazing quality. So it's just how it's set up. I think the setup is a little bit skewed here in the U.S.
So that said, you say not in the housing sector. Is there a particular sector that you're looking at that could come falling down?
So there are sectors which already come falling down, like some of the digital cryptocurrencies, which are actually they are not real. So people, if they make if people make the step towards going into crypto, I would really recommend that they go for the biggest one, the most liquid ones, like is Bitcoin, Ethereum, or something, to feel comfortable. And not to that one which Don said this morning in the dog park, you know, because because that might not be, or some Kardashians or someone has recommended on the Twitter, because clearly that could be a bad thing. People could lose a lot of money. But there's a lot of, if the rates increase, if we are assuming that the rates are going to increase, it's not going to be very good for the companies who have a lot of borrowings. So the companies are going to be very sensitive to that. What type of companies are these? These are typically companies who are growth companies, like tech companies. You need a lot of investment at the start. And then once you, like, let's pretend Netflix, if they were starting today, if they were not really known, they need a huge amount of money to buy all those movies, to buy those licenses and everything. But once they did it, it's there. And then if they add another subscriber, it's not going to cost them the same amount of investment. So these companies have very, very heavy load of borrowings they actually need to refinance, or they have to pay back. So these companies, if their interest rates goes up, if these companies are sensitive to that, they will suffer underneath, and their margins are going to go down, their earnings are going to go down, and revenues. So people need to pay attention to that.
Wow, such an education.
Yes.
I had no idea, Jim, that you knew such smart people out there. Especially in Lake Havasu City.
Yes.
I'm kidding.
And we owe Dr. Petra and Vach being here to the IGSBA World Finals.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And small world
and
stuff.
And again, happy birthday, Vach Zacek.
Yes.
You see him on the street. Say happy birthday, Iceman. Right? Petra's so good to see you and meet you, and thanks for coming in today on
Thank
this
you.
MLK Day, so you can talk about what else? Finance, right?
Yeah.
No, it's a great education. I've just got a very big a lot more understanding of cryptocurrency.
Yes.
Yes.
So you can rush out and invest.
I wouldn't go that far. But thanks for being here. We really appreciate
it. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. We'll be back with a final shot in just a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. From your truth. We're all insane. All right, we're back on Speak Out, and man, what an education.
Yes, indeed.
Holy
in
cow.
In half an hour, she made us feel like we're idiots. Of course, we were idiots before she came on the show.
Crypto idiots.
Yes. I think she has a lot more information to share. We must have her back for a longer session.
We got less than 30 seconds, but I need to tell you, Matt Salmon's going to be on Speak Out 2.0 coming up after news and a short break. And we'll have Arizona gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake on tomorrow's show.
Very good.
Couple of appearances by two candidates in the next 2 days. So anyway, Matt Salmon coming up next on Speak Out 2.0. Have a great day, everybody.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.